CHMA also spoke with University President Jean-Paul Boudreau about the news.
We look at all feedback. External feedback is really important for any institution. So we appreciate these kinds of reports to give us insights into what we can do to, you know, better improve the institution, support for students and faculty and staff. But keep in mind that we also couple this kind of feedback with other kinds of feedback, such as internal feedback from students, student surveys. We are also, for example, presently doing focus groups with first-year students led by our provost, Dr. Hennessy. Again, we're always looking for additional feedback from our community. So we accept this kind of feedback as helpful and part of a broader approach to continuing to ensure that Mount Ossa is, you know, offering high-quality education that people expect from it.
Is there a direction you see the next 5 years for Mount A? Is there goals you have set for the university that you can talk a bit about?
Well, the demographic trends in Atlantic Canada are not always friends of small institutions, and demographics in our province, of course, there are challenges there, as you well know. So keeping a close eye on enrollment is an area that we're very focused on, hence the importance of growing new academic programs, new initiatives to support our faculty, staff, and students, but particularly in the new program category. We have had some enrollment increases over the last few years, modest as they are, but we need to grow that. And one way to grow that, of course, is by offering the kinds of strong mixture of destination programs that students are looking for, which is why, again, we're always looking for additional feedback, be it through McLean's, be it through student surveys, or the current focus group sessions that we're currently hosting with the Office of the Provost. So, I would say overall, I think it's around program development and improving and innovating our infrastructure. So, we've got a number of different campus projects, from athletics to, of course, a major project with the library and other projects as well. That is about growing the infrastructure to support the needs of our students, our faculty and staff. But I think enrollment is a really important area, given the kinds of trends that we see demographically. So that is an area that we're very focused on strategically for the future and for sustainability of the university going forward.
Is the goal with enrollment, really more of you're talking about putting a focus on it to maintain the student population, maintain the size of the university, or do you see Mount A growing in size?
I think we want to grow in a reasonable, appropriate manner that is suitable to the nature of our campus and the, reimagined 21st century liberal arts education. So it is about growth for sure. But it's not growth for the sake of growth, Erica. It's really thoughtful, careful growth. And we have some programs that are doing really well. We have others that, where we see a need where there could be additional support and growth in. So it's, when we report on enrollment growth in institutions, you need to also do a close analysis of that by program, by divisions. And we are doing that. And we want to grow in some areas. Do we want to grow exponentially? No, we want to grow in a way that is appropriate, that speaks to the long-term sustainability of the university. And that is where management and the Board of Regents are very focused on right now.
That was Mount Allison University President Jean-Paul Boudreau. Mount Allison has placed first in McLean's rankings for primarily undergraduate universities for the 23rd time in the 32-year history of the report.